B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
You know, if you like the work.
Hey, give him some FanFest tickets.
Yeah, that too, yes. Chris goes, ride shares, tip or no tip? So like Uber, you're not supposed to tip. But do you throw the tip in there anyway?
I actually slide
the guy a fin.
I took a Lyft, which allows you to tip, and I left a tip.
All right. Anthony from the PR goes, do you tip the mechanic? The guy who fixes your
No, I mean, I take it to a dealership.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to figure this out. I think we need some protocol.
Yeah, I think we need to clear it up for sure. I knew. Now, there was a guy that used to work here. He used to do promotions. And we had an event at a local gentleman's club. And the owner came over to us. I wasn't at this. I heard the second hand. But the owner came up and asked if they would like, everybody there would like a private dance with one of the girls. He took them up on that. And he said, all right, I've got a tip. It might be the biggest tip of your night. And he handed her a lottery ticket. I swear to God. He handed her a lottery ticket and basically said, says it right there, it could be up to $1,000.
This could be a big tip for you.
That
also could be a piece of paper that you throw away in 3 minutes. I mean, at this point, you could tip with like a CVS receipt.
Yeah, there's some coupons on there.
Yeah, I mean, they print out half the internet when they give you a receipt. You go in there, you buy like, you know, a thing of ibuprofen. And you get a sheet as long as your entire body.
Jamie
like
had that
chart
this weekend. He took a video on Instagram and he had his wife holding the receipt for three items and it went down all the way.
It's insane. 610-632-0975. If they have the option to not even get a receipt, I click that. Don't even print.
Yeah,
it.
I don't want.
I don't
receipt.
Want one.
I'll
I don't want
it.
I don't want any added paper in my life. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia. We're a Beasley Media Group station, and we broadcast from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Ray in New Jersey's on The Fanatic. Raymond.
Got an easy way to determine whether or not to tip, I think. If you're buying a product, you don't, whether it's fashion, calorie, food, whatever it is, you don't tip. If it's a service, you tip. You tip the one who provides the service, not the owner. Other than small businesses, if it's a small business like a barber who's working his butt off too, just like everybody else, you tip them. But otherwise, you just tip, and it depends on whether or not the service is pleasant and thorough. If somebody just acts like they're there to do their damn job and get out of there, screw them. But other than that, you tip the guy that's providing the service.
Okay. That's a good theory. Thanks for the call, Ray. It's a good theory, but there's exceptions. Like if you go to a place where you get the food, like from a cafeteria type thing or a buffet on a tray, and then you go back to the table and they come by and they clean up your trash while you're eating, do you leave a tip there? Do you leave a tip at those kind of places where even though they're not waitered services, they do come by and clean up trash or get rid of stuff while you're at the table? That's another one. This guy, Silvio, on Twitter, and you can tweet the show at 975middays, at Jason Mert. What's your Twitter handle, Pat? At Pat Egan?
At Pat underscore Egan.
Silvio goes, for bringing out a keg or kegs to someone's car, should you tip them? Now, interesting enough, I worked at a drive-through beer distributor when I was at Penn State, W.R. Hickey Beer Distributor.
And that's the way you got in the radio industry.
That's how I got in the radio, because I brought out a case of beer for a guy that was a morning show host on the radio station, and we got to talking, and I got an internship that way, and I ended up doing radio 26, almost 27 years ago because of it.
I'd really like to thank that guy.
Yeah, I'd like to smack him.
Me too.
But that being said, we did get tips as beer runners, so that we would go out to their car, take their order for beer. They didn't have to get out. They could pull up. We go in, grab their case of beer, pay for it, bring out their change, and they would tip you.
Well, that goes back to the guy who tweeted in and said, I tip anybody who makes my life better. And if you're giving the person alcohol, you're probably making their life better.
Well, that person's also providing a service because you don't have to get out of your car.
Yeah.
I'm going to get your beer and I'm bringing it back for you.
That's like, you know, we talked about to-go orders. Curbside pickup, you have to leave a tip.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree because they are doing something for you other than you're not going to the counter and just paying for it.
Yeah, but if I'm walking in, I don't know. Part of me goes, you know, you kind of have to tip if it says tip.
Yep.
But part of me is like, nah, if you didn't do anything, if I literally drove there, walked in, I'm not leaving a tip.
So when I worked as the beer runner, we would all the beer runners be standing there and it like a quiet time, nothing going on. And you'd see this car in the middle lane getting ready to take a left into the distributor. And the guys who worked there a long time, one of them would be running out there because you knew that car. He was a regular. He was like Bud King Can, we'd call him. He'd come in, he'd get a case of Bud King Cans, which is 16 ounces. But he always gave you a $2 tip. So the veterans would be out there jockeying for position.
Back
to
in those
land
days.
Bud King Can Day.
Got back it. In those days, $2.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That went a long way.
But dude, when I worked there for a football weekend, when it was insane, you'd walk out of there after working like 8 hours, loading beer all day in people's cars. You walk out of there with a couple $100. Because people were up there having a good time, the whole thing. Around the holidays, you did really well.
Every once in a while, we got tipped at Super Fresh for taking groceries out to somebody. It was like an elderly person or something who would take it out. I would never expect it.
No, you don't expect it.
Just trying to help out my local neighbor here. Yeah. But yeah. Every once in a while, it was nice because, you know, we didn't get paid.
Yeah. Tim says you can get out of the supermarket donation by just saying you did it the other day. But that's also...
I have done that. Admittedly, I had done that before.
Yeah, and that morning dip goes...
I'm proud of it.
Why don't we just stop beating around the bush here? Jason is cheap. No, I'm not. I tip a lot of people. I'm just trying to figure out who exactly to tip. I want protocol. Let's go to Rob in Maple Shades on the Fanatic. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
What's up, bud?
Yeah, you know, first of all, I think the McCown thing is a great sign. It's Shadzi, it's his job to lose now. So McCown might come in and start liking the throwing at all these guys that the Eagles have. But I'm interested to watch it. So we'll see how it pans out.
Yeah, we'll see. Look, I'm interested to see him too. I don't know that we'll see him this week. I mean, I think they would try to. I mean, who are they going to play? Have Thorson play the whole game? Cody Kessler. I mean, they need a guy that he's going to be dressed, obviously, and available because I don't know what the status. Do we have a status on Cody Kessler and the concussion protocol?
I haven't heard anything either.
Yeah. So we don't know. I mean, what if Thorson gets hurt? Who's playing quarterback in that game? You know what I mean?
Maybe Matt Collins will have to learn how to be a quarterback or something because his time might be limited too.
Yeah. I think it is. Yeah.
Touch on this, like, you know, I've done a lot of things in the hospitality industry. I've done a lot of work with construction. It's hands-on. So actually the word tip is an acronym. And way back when, it was to improve promptness. So when you go to sit down at a bar, you throw a bartender $20, like if you go to a wedding, right? Oh, here's the bartender. It's an open bar. Yo, remember me.
Yep.
Here's my $20.
I'll do it. Like if I go to a wedding open bar, I'll pull that move. First drinks, boom, here's the 20 for you. So every time I go up there, he comes right over.
Well, that's it. To improve promptness. That's what tip means. Mm. So when you get to a bar or a restaurant, you know, you slide to maitre d', some money, give me a good seat.
Yep.
They know you. So every time you go back, you're more prompt. You get seated. You get a better area. You get your drinks first. And as far as, you know, a carpet guy or something like that, if they go above and beyond their work, delivering beer, running out to your car because you know it's you or whatever, this guy knows me. He takes care of me. I'm going to take care of him.
You see, the carpet guy, I tip because they're moving furniture. They're putting stuff back together after you've kind of set them up for it.
That's not their job. You're right. So if they do, they don't.
Well, it was part of their gig, but like, I appreciated that they did it. Then they did it really well, and they put everything back where it was. So I gave them a tip. I tipped every guy on the crew.
Well, they did above and beyond. You know what I mean? They were respectful. They put, you know, the furniture back where you wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess if it's under their contract and that's what they have to do, you can argue the fact that you don't have to tip them. They're already getting paid.
Yeah.
But you know, the haircut thing or, you know, it's kind of hard. That's where everybody gets you. It gets the sucker thing at Wawa or somewhere else. You want to donate to this or donate to that. I do every once in a while.
All right. So the acronym is what? To improve promptness?
Yes, that's what tip came from.
All right, I love it. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
All right, have a good day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when they come in, like they're doing like your carpet or you got people coming in doing, I always go, you guys need water? The bathroom's here. If you need the bathroom, feel free. Don't ask. You can go. I know you're going to be here for 7 hours. You're not. I don't expect you to hold it.
You guys want to take your pants off? Yeah. Well, I'll take my pants off. We can get weird in here.
No, it's a whole different tip. But I'll say, you guys need water? Let me get you a big thing of water. I'll put ice in it and get the big jug of water. You guys make sure you have stuff. You need anything, you take care of them. Because they're coming out and they're doing something for you. And if you do that, you get a little bit more quality.
Yeah, I got my washer delivered, and those guys were jerks, so they didn't get any tips.
Yeah, I don't know if I would do it for a washer getting delivered.
Well,
there's a delivery charge in there.
They delivered it, and then they were supposed to take the old one away And they basically told me, oh, we can't touch those pipes. They're corroded, which they weren't. And then they just left. So I was like, yeah, you guys are definitely not going
to. Well, look, I would have furniture delivered. Like, if I go to wherever and buy like a new couch when we bought a new couch. I don't have to tip that guy that brought the couch in. I don't tip him.
You might have to tip that guy.
No, I didn't.
Why?
I didn't.
Any reason?
I paid a lot for that couch.
Well, how much were you paying for a couch?
I got the big one, brother.
Who told you to get the big one? No one told you to get the big one.
Huh? I got a couch so big, the sectional, that I can fit the whole family of five on it.
No one told you to get that big sectional?
Yeah. I wanted the big
sectional.
You
could have gotten away with a medium-sized sectional. Who told you to get a big sectional?
All right, 610-632-0975. So we'll put together a definitive list of tipping etiquette. Now, when you, like, we were down in Florida, Anthony wanted to, like, get in somewhere, like, get a seat, and they're like, oh, it's a 30-minute wait for a table. Go up to the mayor, they go, I really don't want to wait 30 minutes, and you slip the guy at 20. Now, all of a sudden, you're seated in five, and you jump the line.
Yeah, so what I do, because it's kind of similar, I think it's called like the $20 sandwich trick, but when you go down and you have a hotel, let's say AC or something, when you go to give them your credit card and your ID, you put a 20 in the middle of it, and you ask, are there any free room upgrades available? And I tried that, and initially she was like, no, unfortunately, and she saw the 20, and she goes, you know, let me see what I can do.
Yeah.
And suddenly, amazingly, a suite opened up, and it was the best.
Really?
$20. But yeah,
uh-huh.
We got this whole awesome suite for the night.
All because you slipped just a $20 bill.
$20 bill.
And upgraded for free.
Oh, so, I mean, think if somebody...
Because the 20 goes to her, the upgrade price doesn't go to her.
Exactly.
So she found a deal for you. That's savvy. Good job, Pat. I'm impressed.
I'm not as dumb as I look.
Who gave you the 20?
Buddy of mine, my mom.
Yeah, deal. Can you give me a 20 real quick? I got to move
my mom.
Try and pull.
What if I want wings, Mom? It's not enough.
610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. Anthony will be filling in for Mike today, 2 to 6. Stay tuned. We're back after this on 97.5 The Fan. But I got to tell you about, Window Nation here, Pat? Talk about the intense summer heat, and it is causing your old leaky windows to produce unnecessary high energy bills. What it does is it allows damaging UV rays, it fades your valuables, and makes your windows even less effective, and therefore it costs you more money. So listen up, man, maybe the kids are still at camp or you got a little vacation left, but, my friends at Window Nation, the ones with more than 80,000 satisfied customers, including me, and an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, they got extra capacity right now. They have to keep the factory busy and the installers working. So how about this? For the first time ever, get one window free for every window you buy, no minimum or maximum purchase required. That's on all styles of windows. How about this, though? No down payment, no payment of any kind, and no interest for 24 months. So you can buy now, start saving now, and literally pay nothing for 2 years. Trust the window company I trust. Visit WindowNation.com or call 866-90-NATION and get one free window for every window you buy. Plus, again, no down payment, no payments of any kind, and no interest for 24 months. So visit them, WindowNation.com, or give them a call at 866-90-
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic. Dual Sportsbook. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets. Brought to you by Ron Jaworski Golf, the Philadelphia Soul, memorabilia for charities, and Betty's Bounces. For all your party rentals, visit them at Betty's Bounces. That's Betty's Bounces.com.
Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony coming up at 2. Back from vacation, filling in for Mikey Miss. By the way, you can join Trey Thomas for a ticket raid at DHY Motorsports tonight, 6 to 8 p.m., located at 1300 Clements Bridge Road in Deptford, New Jersey. And the ticket raid for FanFest. FanFest, of course, coming up on Saturday at Xfinity Live, all presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Tickets are free. Got a chance to score some tonight. It's going to be a great event. Obviously, Allen Iverson will be there, the NBA Hall of Famer, MVP, AI, courtesy of Time After Time Watches. Time After Time keeps Philly ticking. Also, you know that Tobias Harris will be there. You know that DeSean Jackson will be there. And I hope that you will be there as well. It's going to be a great day coming up on Saturday. And looking at the forecast, man, we look like we got some beautiful weather on tap.
You know, knock on wood, we've always had good weather.
Yeah.
I went to that FanDuel Sportsbook, by the way, this weekend.
Oh, did you?
Gorgeous, man. It was nice. Really, really nice.
Yeah. I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun on Saturday, hanging out with everybody. And, you know, AI. When AI's in the house, he's got, like, this presence.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he walks in, you like, you feel AI walk in. You're like, ooh, there's Alan. Then he talks and you hear him. Oh, man.
I hear you.
Yeah, I hear you, too. I went to the bank right up here when I was working at the other joint. I used to have the bank in that shopping center there. And I'm walking in one day, and there's a Bentley out front, music blaring out of it. And I go in, and I'm doing my banking, like filling out the slip or whatever. This was like before online banking. AI was still playing. And there's a guy at the counter in front of me, and then I just hear this voice. And I'm like, damn, that's got to be Alan. I turn around, and Alan just sitting there, hanging out while his boys were doing his banking. Because he was always in this area.
Yeah, always. Yeah, because when they practiced at BCom, he basically just lived around
here. Yeah, so he was always there. 610-632-0975. Let's get to Jack in South Philly, joins us on the Fanatic. Jack.
Yo, great show, guys. Great show as always.
Thank you.
I just want to say, I agree that I'm glad they didn't get Kaepernick. I think it would have done bad things for the team. We're thinking Super Bowl. That guy just wouldn't have fit in. And
yeah, it would definitely be a distraction. I don't think it would divide the locker room, Jack.
Oh, big time.
You think it would divide the locker room?
Without a doubt.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, it would divide the city, let alone the locker room.
I think it would divide the fan base big time. Well, I mean, it's interesting, too. You just signed the guy from Army, too. And, you know, I don't know how certain veterans feel about protesting the anthem, but, you know.
Well, that's what I mean. It's not the way to go. You know, let him go his way and good luck to you and everything else.
Yeah. I don't think he was a fit from a football standpoint either.
No, not at all. The guy hasn't played in 3 years. Yeah, I'm glad they got this guy. He's been around 18 years. He knows football. He's old, yeah, but at least he's played. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not playing a snap in 3 years is raised a big eyebrow. You know what I mean? Come on.
Yep.
Let alone, now let's get back to the tipping. I've been in the business for over 30 years. I worked down the center for 21 up in the suites. Mm-hmm. Tipping has a lot to do with one thing, common sense. It has a lot to do with common sense. You tip accordingly. They deserve it. They get it. They don't. They don't get it.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
Even sometimes
with anything,
bad service.
With anything.
Like sometimes you feel bad for like a waiter or something like that because
they put themselves in that spot.
Not when always. Work, sometimes the kitchen puts them in that spot.
Let me tell you. You don't make excuses. You do what you got to do. You get what you got to get, and you get it. That's it.
Yeah.
And you just, now you maybe lost my train of thought here. No, you can't blame the kitchen. You just got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, but if a meal comes out and it's not cooked the way you want, then that's not on you. That's on the kitchen.
Yeah, well, that's a different situation.
If I order a burger well done and it's coming out and still got a beating heart.
When I worked up in the suites, I gave you a reason to tip me.
Yeah.
You didn't get out of your seat. You needed something. I was there.
Yeah, yeah. And you earn it. That's exactly right. And then I'm sure
that's
that, boom.
You earn it. You have to earn it.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to take care of people, no doubt about it. I appreciate it, Jack. You gonna be at the building this year?
No, unfortunately, I don't work down there no more because of health reasons. I worked down there for 21 years up in the suites. It was a great job. I missed my job. I missed the people I worked with, too.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, man. Well, be well, Jack, all right?
Thank you.
There he is. Jack worked up in the suites. Yeah, the guys, the suite attendants up there, they hustle. You're up there in the suite. You paid, got a lot of money. They go up there and they take good care of you. You got to take care of those people. Let's go to Dominic in Hamilton is on the Fanatic. Hey, Dom.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Dom.
Okay. I actually do deliver on the side, and it's very fun. And when people ask about tipping is optional. I mean, if I'm delivering the food to your front door, you know, you tell me. If you go to a restaurant, you drive your car there, you get out, you pay for parking, and if you don't tip the waiter, I think he'll be pretty upset. He just carries the food from the kitchen to the table.
Mm-hmm. No, you tip it. You absolutely tip a delivery driver. There's no question about that.
Right, and that's what I do on the side in the summer because I work at a school, and it's fun. I mean, it's a very fun job.
So you're talking about delivering food, though, right? Not delivering a couch.
Food, yeah. Yeah, no, delivering food, right. And sometimes people do, you know, hey, you take the good with the bad. What are you going to do? You can't win them all.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've been doing it over the summer for the last 3 years. You get the regular people, you know, they throw you a lot of more X's than O's.
Yeah.
You understand? So,
you know, I'm going to this address. They're going to slip me a good fin here.
You know what? How about a little bit more? And you know what? You know what I do? Soda costs a dollar. A three-liter soda, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, a two-liter. I'm sorry. We charge three. I'm sorry. I give them a soda. So if they give you 15, I made 14.
Yeah. No, you're right.
That's the way I look at it. If I know these people are going to give me 20, 10, 15, they're going to get a free 2-liter, and it costs me a dollar.
So you hook it up.
And then every time now, it's like in the last three summers, it's been amazing. And yesterday, the Sunday, once that football started, because I go in at 5, but I went in at 4, it was amazing with the two games. People love to eat and watch the game. I mean, even though it's a, an exhibition, they still want to eat and laugh, and I'm sure gamble on those games also.
Yeah, and they want to congregate and get together and have a good time. So, yeah, they're a little looser with the wallet in that situation. Kirk tweets in and says, I don't base my tip for a waiter on the food. I base it on the drink refills and how often they come and ask if we need anything.
100%. I agree
totally
with that.
Totally agree.
100%.
I'm not going to hold the waiter accountable for the kitchen.
If you don't let my drink reach the bottom, you automatically are to get 25%.
Oh, yeah. You got to go above and beyond. When you get great service like that, you go above and beyond. No doubt about it. Craig in the Northeast is on the Fanatic. Craig.
Hey, real quick on tipping now. Now, I think what the guy brought up earlier about the Dunkin' Donuts, I don't know if you've ever been to a place called Top It.
No.
Where you go and you pour your own ice cream, and you put your own jimmies on, you do everything, and all they do is weigh it.
Yeah, pay by the weight. Yeah, I've been to those places.
Then they have the nerve to put the tip jar out for doing nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't tip in that situation. That's presumptuous.
Now, I used to deliver medical supplies, like hospital beds, wheelchairs. Now, on a hot day like this, if I was doing a hospital bed, somebody would throw me a couple bucks for the effort. But here's the weird part about tips, like the people I used to get tips from. I would get bigger tips, better tips from people who lived in working class neighborhoods, like Kensington, South Philly, Bristol, than I would over people who lived in Villanova, Radnor.
Mm-hmm.
Because they probably understand what it's like, the hard work.
Yeah,
people who live. I'm not saying I didn't get tips from people in Villanova, Radnor, but I seem to get more of my tips from the working class people.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Sometimes the extremely wealthy are a little out of touch in that regard.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I already ordered the bed. I'm good. You're good. Beat it.
Yeah. Just real quick on the Eagles, too. Yeah, I'm happy with the signing. It's a way even this guy can even come in and help someone like Kessler or Saint Phil out a little bit.
Yep.
So, you know, they're ready. You know, he can come in. Then if they have to let him go halfway through the season when the other guys are ready, he did his purpose.
Yeah, his money's guaranteed, so I think he's going to be here the entire year.
Okay, but
you're right. He's a veteran guy that can help the younger players as well.
Yeah, like if you brought somebody like Kaepernick in, he would just sit there and complain that he's a backup and help anybody.
I don't know that. I don't know that he's going to sit there and complain that he's a backup to Carson Wentz. Why would you assume that?
But he wouldn't help. Let's put it that way.
You're making assumptions, though, Greg, and you're presuming that he wouldn't. I don't know that to be the case.
I don't know. That's the way I feel about him.
I know. And when it comes to Kaepernick, I think we just got to keep with the things that we know. Like, we hear all these this discussion that, he's not going to, he said he wouldn't play unless he was getting $10 million a year. I've never seen that quote from him. It goes around and people say that he said it, but I've never seen him say it. I've never seen that quoted anywhere. He's not going to go anywhere unless he can compete for the starting job. I've never heard him say that. I've never heard him say that he sanctioned violence against police. No, he wore socks, the pig socks. And that's a leap that some people make. Now, that all being said, I'm not bringing in that distraction. I'm fine with bringing in Josh McCown. I'm not celebrating bringing in Josh McCown. I wasn't like, oh, this is a great move. But I'm not going to make those presumptions about Kaepernick that he's going to come in and bitch and complain about being a backup to Carson Wentz. And that's a reason to not bring him in. I don't think that's fair. 610-632-0975. Steele in Saratoga Springs is on the Fanatic. What up, Steele?
Yeah, what's going on? Lovely Monday afternoon, man.
I'd love it if you got me off that speakerphone, brother. You sound like you're in Philly and your phone's in Saratoga Springs.
I'm not on a speakerphone.
You're still on it. I can tell you just got closer to it.
I'm not on a speakerphone, my friend.
All right. Well, what's going on, brother?
All right. I have two tipping points after my Phillies point.
All right. I would love to hear your imitation. Gabe just put me over the edge with his comments yesterday, Jason. I mean, that was just absolutely ludicrous.
It was pathetic is what it was, Steele. You're right. And I heard it, and I'm going, you've got to be kidding me. I had people over yesterday. We watched the end of the game for my daughter's birthday. My brother's over there. And I'm watching this guy at the podium, and I'm going, you got to be kidding me that he just said that.
I mean, seriously, that's grounds for impeachment, I would think. But I would love to hear your imitation after I give you a couple tipping points.
All right.
First of all, a previous caller, you definitely don't tip the owner if you know it is the owner. And the second point is when you get your bill, you do not tip on the tax.
You just tip on the food, on the pre-tax price.
Yes, you'll see a tax, you know, New Jersey, whatever it might be, on a $100, $300 bill. You do not tip on that tax.
Really? Okay. I never thought of that.
Yes. I want to hear your Gabe impression as I go off to Saratoga, enjoy myself. But I would love to hear you say, we looked at 400 pitches and they were all great.
All right, well, I don't really do an impression on demand, but I'll see if I can work it in, Steele. You know what I'm saying?
Cheers. And that Goldberg kid, he's a screener, nice man.
Very nice. Thank you.
All right, cheers.
We are good people here at the Fanatic. Good people doing good things. 610-632-0975. Give me that Gabe cut again. All right, this is Gabe Kapler after the game yesterday, and I nearly wanted to throw my sandwich against the wall when I heard this. I'm sitting there on the aforementioned couch, Pat, that I didn't tip the delivery guy for. And I got my sandwich there. We got a nice lunch meat spread yesterday. And we're all ready to go. I'm having the sandwich, watching this post-game press conference. And I had to hear this.
Obviously, frustrating to lose today's baseball game. Really proud of the grind in the at-bats. Saw 110 pitches. Off their starter, saw 27 pitches with three outs in the ninth inning. Reese had really good at bats. First at bat of the game was great, and set the tone exactly the way we want our leadoff hitter to set the tone.
We saw 110 pitches from the starter and 27 in the ninth. We didn't get a hit, but I'm really proud that he threw 27 pitches and we really worked it.
Such an analytical thing to say too, because I feel like analytics a lot of times like, well, it's not as bad as you look. It's not as bad as it looks if you look at this current situation.
Yeah, if you look at this one particular number, like I don't care that they threw 20. The guy in the ninth inning threw 27 pitches. Because I don't care. What I care is that they're in a one run game against an inferior opponent, and ready to lose a series, and they couldn't get a hit. Three up. Three down, 27 pitches, three pitches, 220 pitches. I don't give a damn. They didn't get it done. And to cite that as a reason to be proud is as asinine a comment as a manager could make. Like, I sit here and I defend Gabe. I do. Because I know that his pitching staff stinks, other than Noah. It stinks. And I know that he doesn't have the full complement of talent that he needs to really be successful. And I know that sometimes that forces bad decisions. But geez, to cite 110 pitches from their starter and 27 in the ninth inning is like sticking a needle in my eye. What are you doing? I don't care, Gabe. I don't care. If you're proud, say that in the clubhouse. Pull the player aside and those three players that got out in the ninth inning and tell them you're proud. Don't tell the fan base you're proud. You're out of touch. Goodness. Mike and Del Rand's on the Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Jason? Hey, sorry about that, man.
Every time I hear this Gabe, Mike, I get irritated again.
I don't understand it at all. I mean, if we don't make the playoffs and he's still on the team, I'm going to set something on fire, Jason.
Seriously, I mean, come on. To say you're proud because I took 27 pitches is as dumb as it gets.
You know, they say that imitation is a form of flattery, but for some reason I don't think you're flattering him when you do that.
No, I mean, I think he's an endearing guy. I think he's funny. I think he's goofy with all this silly. You know, we had a couple of loud outs. Who gives an S about loud outs? It's an out.
I got a real quick Eagles, then the tipping stuff. So, you know what? If we see McCown on the field at all, regardless, it's going to be terrible for the team. So it doesn't matter who it was. But if you're one of the folks that are in an uproar or think that the Eagles passed on Kaepernick for any reason other than football, like, didn't Jake Delhomme take the Panthers to a Super Bowl before? So if, like, a guy like a Jake Delhomme-type guy who hadn't played football in 3 years got signed to the team, you would be outraged. So take all the outside of football stuff aside. You don't sign a guy that hasn't played a snap in 3 years who was mediocre when he left to begin with.
Yeah.
So that's
well, I mean, you couple that with everything else, too. I mean,
well, I know. I mean, it is what it is. You don't put a media circus, whether it's for the right thing or the wrong thing, you don't put it around a Super Bowl, a team with Super Bowl aspirations.
Yes.
You
don't get this opportunity very often, Mike, where you feel like you've got a team that can seriously go and make a run for a Super Bowl. Your franchise quarterback's coming back with something to prove. You've added some decent players, including DeSean Jackson and Jordan Howard offensively. You just don't do it.
Before I talk about the tipping thing, I just want to ask the question. Like, you see what's going on with Antonio Brown right now.
Yeah, he's actually reported now.
Yeah, but I know. But just the whole – I wouldn't want him around that. Like,
no,
you know,
no.
Great. I wouldn't want it around.
He's but a great anyway, player, but he's a wackadoo.
As far as the tipping goes, it's all about the service. But there's a lot of places you'll go locally. Like, there's a pizza place around my way that I've been going to for 30-some years, right? I'll give them as much as 50% tip. Like, if it's 20-some bucks, I'll give them 12 bucks.
Wow.
Because I know that they're coming to my house first. You know what I mean? Like, after you've been around so long
it provides you priority service.
That's exactly right. They'll show up to you first. And that guy who said he gives people a free soda or something, that's genius by him.
Yeah.
You guys have a good one.
All right, brother. Appreciate it, Mike. Yeah. I mean, he goes into his pocket for a dollar and he gets, you know, extra tip on top of it. That's smart. That's savvy. It's a savvy move.
Spending money to make money.
What's that?
It's spending money to make money.
Yeah. It's a genius move. 610-632-0975. Coming up top of the hour, we've got a little something called Bring the Heat. Stay tuned. That is on the way. Got a couple open lines if you want to grab them. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. Anthony will be filling in for Mikey Miss today, 2 to 6. And we're back after this on 97.5 tonight. But time for me to tell you the wait is over. Yeah, FanDuel Sportsbook. Time for football season is officially live in Pennsylvania. So as summer brings the heat, you can on your bets and your favorite teams. How about this? Bet money line, spreads, props, parlays, and more on every game from anywhere in Pennsylvania. And don't sweat the summer heat. You can just be a betting pro online or through the app, all while staying in the cool AC. How about FanDuel Sportsbook? They're offering you a risk-free bet up to $500 when you sign up with my promo code Jason. So if you lose on that first bet, FanDuel's going to give you a refund in site credit. Maybe you're thinking of using your risk-free bet now on some of this preseason action or some baseball action. Well, don't forget, you can bet on those games risk-free and take a chance. If you lose FanDuel, they'll give you a refund in site credit. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to claim your risk-free bet up to $500 with promo code Jason, J-A-S-O-N. Risk-free bet applies to first wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit. 21+ and present in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gargano and Mertitis Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Anthony will be filling in for Mikey Mist today on this Monday. Eagles doing the joint practices with the Baltimore Ravens this week. Pretty interesting. And preseason game number 3 coming up Thursday night, Lincoln Financial Field, Eagles Ravens. I imagine we are probably not going to see Carson Wentz, and I'm good with that.
Can't wait for that game.
Yeah, I can't wait for a couple of weeks. I texted Anthony last night. He's all fired up. We both love college football. Him on a different level than anybody on planet Earth. And I put in the countdown clock for him a while back.
You love the countdown clock.
So I sent it to him, and I go, coming up Saturday. Right now, 5 days, 6 hours, 8 minutes, and 20 seconds from Florida, Miami. That's this Saturday.
Yeah, that's actually a good
Gators
game.
Gators Canes. Yeah, this Saturday.
Former Temple great head coach Manny Diaz.
How about that?
Leading the Miami Hurricanes.
Yeah. That's the second Temple coach that's going down there.
Yeah.
Al Golden. But
the, good luck to him.
The Eagles and the countdown clock for the Birds is this. Well, the NFL season kickoff that Thursday night, 17 days, 7 hours, and 28 minutes for the league to kick off. The Eagles, 20 days, 8 minutes, and 40 seconds.
20 days?
Just 20 days.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's
20 days feels like an eternity, though.
It does. How about this? The Sixers, Celtics season opener. I put that in the countdown clock.
Jesus.
October 23rd, 65 days.
Do a countdown clock for your next countdown clock.
Yeah. Flyers, 46 days. 1 o'clock game to start their season in the Czech Republic.
Yeah, what's your feelings on that? I think that's terrible.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, that's the NHL not being able to get out of their own way.
Yeah, well, they're trying to spread it globally. I get it.
I get it. Okay, do that in the middle of the season or the end of the season. Don't do it now.
You can't do it in the middle, though. And you can't do it at the end. You don't want to do that in a playoff run. You don't want to do it in the middle and screw a team up in the middle of the
with season. All due respect, the Flyers aren't going to be in a playoff run.
Interesting.
All right, said it.
610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. A couple open lines. Let's go to Mike and Bluebell on the Fanatic. Hey, Mike.
Hey guys, good morning. Great show, very entertaining as always.
Thank you. Hope you're
both well. Yeah, I wanted to make a comment on Gabe. Oh, geez. And then on the tipping thing, because I'm a big believer in tipping, and I want to give you my spin. But the Gabe thing, Jason, what you say? Yeah, last night was a tipping point. I mean, I've been like you a lot, where I've given him. Sort of the benefit of the doubt, even though a lot of his in-game decisions I'm not comfortable with. I think he's sincere. The analytics part is what it is, but the post-game stuff is just getting to be beyond belief. I mean, last night when you break down, as you guys were saying, what he said is that I'm proud of my guys for seeing 110 pitches, 27 in the ninth inning, which means basically, in the first eight innings, they saw about 11 pitches per inning. That's only if you, you know. So, I mean, that's not a prideful stat. And I'm just getting to a place where, I mean, he's unconventional. I had a big problem with him coming in with just the whole, you know, coconut oil thing. I mean, he's not an Earl Weaver, Tony La Russa, Joe Torre type guy. It took me a while to get through that. But I give the benefit of the doubt. But I really think at this point, it's getting he's losing. He's exhibiting off the field, not in touch, rather than on the field. And I don't know where you balance that, but me personally, I don't think they're going to make a move. But I'm ready to go there. But
it's all going to depend, Mike. It's all going to depend on the owner. You know what I mean? He's looking at this thing from an optic standpoint. And I know you can't make decisions based on optics because a lot of times, or because of outrage by a fan base, because that's not the way to run a professional sports team. But from what I understand, and I trust Jason Stark's reporting on it, that Middleton has been furious about what's going on, and he was basically the one that necessitated the move to fire the hitting coach and rehire Charlie Manuel. So that's the X factor. No,
you're right, and I'm with you on that whole thing. Like, I give him a pass on the fact that the bullpen. I mean, who knew? You know, Robertson was going to blow out his arm, and Hunter couldn't pitch, and Nishak, whatever. I mean, those guys, some of the guys they roll out, I have to look them up on Wikipedia, like sometimes before the game just to see who's actually throwing, which is pretty embarrassing. And he's gotten his fair share of injuries.
No doubt.
But anyway, just moving past real quick on the tipping. So my attitude on tipping is pretty simple. Is it's kind of a two-faced thing. Like there's one part about it that's from the empathy side. Like, if you have to think about whether this person needs a tip, then you should probably tip.
Yep.
And I usually do. I usually err on the side of tipping. So, I guess my thought there, like, the rule would be, if you think about it, if you have to think about should they get a tip, you should probably just tip.
Yeah.
Now, you know, like, one is the lady at, you know, IHOP or the Pizza Hut delivery guy. That's one kind of tip, which is just, you know, you're probably underpaid, all due respect. And so, you know, what's, you know, I'm spending 20, here's five, whatever. The other kind is the repeat kind where, you know, it's your landscaper, your painter, And you're going to get a residual from a little more attention.
Yeah, you get.
They're going to pay a little more attention.
Yeah, yeah, and you're maybe sometimes it affect it can enhance the quality of service you get. No doubt about it. Let's go to Bob in South Jersey's on the Fanatic. Bobby,
yo guys, what's going on? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, Bob.
Yeah, man. Listen, I gotta say, I agree with you guys. I just think that Kapler is so. He's out of touch, man. I mean, right now we are, you know, I've been a Philadelphia fan my whole life. Let's call it what it is. We're in a wild card race. You know, we are in a race. We are trying to win this wild card spot. And I just don't feel like he wants to maybe even acknowledge it. It doesn't want to be something he talks about, you know, or even brings up. And
yeah, because he thinks that'll add pressure.
Yeah, you know, and you know, it's a style. And one thing I do respect about Gabe is, you know, because I coach as well, he's got a style and he sticks to his style. And it looks like his style is, you know, positivity, positivity, positivity. It's all he does, positive, everything, you know. But, I mean, the guy just, come on, man. Like, you know, we don't want to hear you say you're proud of something when everybody in the world is saying, how are you proud of that?
Yeah.
Like, Make us understand, you know?
See, Bob, that's the thing. And look, there's this theory of positive thoughts bring positive results. In sports, that's not the case. Talent, execution, strategy, those breed positive results. Saying it doesn't mean crapola, number one. Number two, there should be two Gabe Kaplers. There's the Gabe Kapler that's in the clubhouse with the team, and I'm sure there is. And we don't know exactly what that Gabe Kapler is because we're not in the clubhouse when the doors are closed and the media is not there and how he interacts with players, holds them accountable, none of that. But what I do know is that the Gabe Kapler that walks out into that press conference and has the gall to talk about 27 pitches in the ninth inning.
Yeah, man.
That Gabe Kapler is misguided, out of touch, ignorant to the fan base.
I feel almost like he's ignorant to us. Ignorant to the base.
Yeah.
Ignorant to the.
Like he's trying to sell us some crap.
Yeah, like let me sell you guys this. And then he goes in, and then the one thing I want to say is any manager out there will say what he's got to say, but whoever his assistants are, somebody's got to be telling him, like, yeah, you know, I completely agree.
Yeah,
it was great. We saw 110 pitches. You saw 11 pitches an inning. That's not that good. Like, that's not that.
No, that's
stat.
Not impressive at all. I totally agree. Hey, thanks for the call, Rob.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.